This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. In a social media post, Mr. Modi, on his Ukraine visit, said he came to the great nation with the aim of deepening friendship between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he held productive talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Prime Minister said that India firmly believes that peace must always prevail. During their bilateral talks yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi invited President Zelensky to visit India. Speaking to Indian media after the meeting, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he looks forward to visiting India as it can be a key influence in the global diplomatic efforts to end the war between his country and Russia. During the bilateral talks, Mr. Modi told Mr. Zelensky that both Ukraine and Russia should sit together without wasting time to find ways to end the ongoing war, and that India had been on the side of peace since the beginning of the conflict in February 2022. Ukrainian president proposed India among a handful of global south countries for hosting the second Ukraine peace summit and conveyed his idea to Mr. Modi. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin reviewed the existing defense cooperation activities and discussed ways to deepen it further during a bilateral meeting at Pentagon last night. They held wide-ranging discussions on bilateral defense cooperation, industrial collaboration, regional security, and other international issues. Mr. Singh reached Washington on Thursday on a four-day visit to the United States. In a statement, the Defense Ministry said both the ministers appreciated the progress made in operationalizing the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness, a Quad initiative, and lauded the ongoing efforts by India to enhance the maritime domain awareness for the partners in the Indian Ocean region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Raipur last night on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. He will chair a series of meetings on anti-Naxal operations today. Mr. Shah is scheduled to visit the ashram of Mahaprabhu Vallabhacharya in Champaran town of Raipur district this morning. Later, he will chair a meeting of Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police of Chhattisgarh and neighbouring states on interstate coordination. He will then chair a meeting on security and development in left wing extremism affected areas of the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hit out at Congress for its alliance with the National Conference in the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. In a social media post, Mr. Shah accused the Congress of repeatedly risking the nation's unity and security to satiate its greed for power. Referring to the National Conference's manifesto, Mr. Shah asked 10 questions of the Congress party and its leader Rahul Gandhi. The meeting of Central Election Committee of Congress was held in New Delhi yesterday to discuss the upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and other senior leaders of the party were present in the meeting. Meanwhile, in Jammu and Kashmir, more than 23.27 lakh voters, including 5.66 lakh youth, are eligible to exercise their franchise during the first phase of assembly elections. 24 assembly seats spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on 18th of September. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has asked food business operators, FBOs and e-commerce FBOs to remove all claims regarding A1 and A2 types of milk and milk products from all packaging. FSSAI's instructions came after it found that several FBOs were selling milk and dairy products such as ghee, butter and curd under the A1 and A2 classification using FSSAI license numbers. And at the ongoing Under-17 World Championship in Amman, Jordan, Indian women extended their dominance to win its first ever team title with a total of 8 medals. Indian women signed off with 8 medals, including 5 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze, scoring 185 points. Japan finished second with 146 points with 1 gold, 4 silver and 1 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.